Sahaba's path, a guiding light to paradise's place where Allah's pleasure resides.
Every companion is destined for paradise. Every companion is destined for paradise.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the fantastic series that we are doing on Madani channel on the biography of the Sahaba, the noble companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every companion is destined for paradise. Har sahabiye nabi jannati jannati. And alhamdulillah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss a noble personality among the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he's that special personality who's given the glad tiding of paradise explicitly by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he's among the Ashara Mubashara, the 10 individual sahaba who were given the glad tiding of paradise during their lifetime, subhanallah. And his name is Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times would call him Talhatul Khair, Allahu Akbar. And he was also called Talhatul Jud, subhanallah, because of his generosity. And his actual name is Talha. His titles are Talhatul Khair, Talhatul Jud, and his father's name is Ubaidullah. Alhamdulillah, I'm once again in the company of our esteemed guest, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani, Hafizahullah. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyidi.
Wa alaikum salam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Jazakallah for joining us, mashallah, once again.
Barakallah, huzur.
And as we are discussing the biography of this noble sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as inshallah azza wa jal, first and foremost recite salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most durood upon me. Without further ado, let's recite together sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. MashaAllah, Sayyidi. Sayyidina Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was that personality of Makkah Mukarrama who actually knew how to read and write even prior to embracing Islam. Meaning there were a handful of people who knew at the time how to read and write, and he was one of them, subhanAllah. And he was also known for his skills of orating and as a lecturer, subhanAllah. So he was a khatib as well. And he was that individual who was amongst those sahaba who initially had embraced Islam. He is that sahabi who embraced Islam at the age of 18. And his brother, once he punished Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he tied them up with a rope. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to call them Qarinain for this reason. Subhanallah. So he is one of those Sahaba, Sayyidi, who had suffered some persecution because of his Islam. And now look at his station that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him. He is one of those 10 fortunate Sahaba that were given the glad tiding of paradise in this world. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he very beautifully says in his world famous salam,
Woh daso jinko jannat ka mujda mila, us mubarak jamaat pehla, kho salam Mustafa jaane rahmat pehla, kho salam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, let's begin, Sayyidi, with how Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala and who embraced Islam. What were the socio-historic background in which he had embraced Islam, and how was his journey towards the beautiful deen of Islam?
Subhanallah, Munasab, he's you know, what's interesting is and fascinating is how he embraced Islam. And that is really, you know, inspiring as well. It is mentioned in his seerah that he intended to travel to Basra to do trade. And when he reached the market, he heard a certain monk asking people in a church if there was anybody from Makkah amongst these traders. So that one trader, one noble trader, he stepped forward and acknowledged that he had come from Makkah. The monk, he then asked him that if there has appeared a person by the name of Ahmad, and he is the blessed son of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a beloved son of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu from Makkah. And he is the last prophet. This is the sacred month when he is supposed to appear on the soil of Makkah. This monk is saying this to this trader. And he continues, as he says, then he would migrate to these rocky and uncultivated land, but it will be full of palm tree gardens. You should go to the noble court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that trader from Makkah, he said that I immediately set out for Makkah. And I started to inquire from the people if anything unusual has happened. And they answered that yes, something unusual has happened. And they revealed that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam bin Abdullah, whom we had known, you know, for his truthfulness, for his honesty, he had now claimed prophethood. And his close friend, his best friend, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Abu Quhafa, he has brought Iman on him. So this trader said that I went immediately to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and asked him that, have you brought Iman upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said yes, and then told him that you also go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam without dealing anymore, because he calls towards the truth. Now this person, this trader, he was already persuaded to accepting Islam after listening to that monk. Now when Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, it created more passion in him to go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and accept Islam. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu took this person to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this trader, he mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam what had happened, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam granted him blessings, and this individual embraced Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this trader who came from Makkah, who was from the tribe of Quraysh, he was none other than Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So his, you know, the way he came into Islam, he had this burning passion in him to accept Islam whilst he hasn't even embraced Islam as yet. You know, this was his passion before accepting Islam. And when he accepted Islam, subhanAllah, his passion just grew and grew and grew more out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted him with the titles of Al-Fayyaz, Al-Khayr, Al-Jud, Talhatul Khayr, Talhatul Jud. Why? Because of how generous he was.
Subhanallah.
He was so generous that he would spend without even leaving anything for himself. And it's mentioned that, you know, his daily income would be 1,000 dirhams. Daily income. But yet, he would give everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such was his generosity that it was so vast.
Subhanallah. See, that was his generosity, and his generosity knew no bounds, because he was groomed at the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So a generous slave of the generous master, Allahu Akbar. And his generosity and his bravery also is very famous. during the Battle of Uhud, when he was bearing many, many, many wounds on his body, and his entire body was drenched in blood. Allah. Even at that point in time, he still helped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is mentioned that when the kuffar this wanted to hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, arrows were being shot at him. And in this point in time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to climb a rock, but because of him having two armors on his body, it was weighing him down. And Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu then came, and he was drenched in blood at the time. And he gave his back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for him to leverage and step on it and mount on it to climb up the rock. And at this point in time, when this happened, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he noticed that it was Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He immediately said, "Aujaba Talha," meaning Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu has made paradise incumbent upon him. Allahu Akbar. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would also say about Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu that "Man sarrahu an yanzura ila shahidin yamshi ala wajhil ard falyanzur ila Talha ibn Ubaidillah." Meaning, we only call martyrs those individuals that have already died in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have been slain in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't call anybody shaheed or a martyr who is still living and walking on the planet. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he creates an exception. He says, whoever loves to see an individual who is shaheed and still walking on the surface of this earth, he must look at Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidillah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidi, his sacrifice for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and for the sake of Islam was known to such a degree that in the Battle of Uhud, as we have learnt, he sustained 70 wounds of arrows and swords on his body.
Allah Akbar.
And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would say, when he would recall this incident of Uhud, he would say that it was the day of Talha.
Allah,
that entire
Allah.
Uhud was about Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he showed his bravery and physical prowess to prove his loyalty to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his loyalty to the upliftment and the deen of Islam. So these were the sacrifices of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, let's hear some more accounts of this noble Sahabi from our Mulana Sahib, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Mulana Sahib. I think, you know, there's so much to mention, and what's also very interesting to note is his name, his titles, his kunya, you know, and his lineage as well. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Allama Badruddin Aini rahimahullah about the lineage of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and this is mentioned in the Sharh of Sunan Abi Dawud. He mentions that his complete name is Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah bin Uthman Qarshi Taymi Madani, and Abu Muhammad is a kunniya. This is his kunniya, Abu Muhammad, the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam bestowed him with these titles of Al-Fayyaz, Al-Jud, and Al-Khair. So Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself mentions and he says that on the day of the expedition of Uhud, as you've mentioned, that was the day that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam granted him with the title of Talhatul Khair.
SubhanAllah.
And subhanAllah, on the occasion of the expedition of Hunain, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam called him with the title of Talhatul Jud. SubhanAllah, subhanAllah. So he says that Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he lived in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he also belonged to a clan, to a tribe of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and that was the tribe of Banu Taym. So Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was also family to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just like Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So we can see that Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is even related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidi, you have just mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him with the title of Talhatul Khair at the expedition of Uhud, and at the expedition of Hunain, he called Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala with the title of Talhatul Jud. Subhanallah. And these two are the titles. Why would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeatedly give him these beautiful names? Why? Because it was known about him that he would give people without even asking. Allah. Usually we give people, if we give charity, right, it's most of the time, usually it is when somebody asks for it. And here, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was known for giving charity in abundance without anyone asking him.
Allah.
Subhanallah. And it is mentioned that to what extent he would go, and it would trouble him until he does that. So Sayyidina Qutaiba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions that he was friends with Sayyidina Talha. And one day Sayyidina Talha came to him and he said, I'm very much troubled. So his friend asks, what's troubling you? He says that I have so much of wealth and it's troubling me. I must let go of it. Subhanallah, he says, is this the reason to be troubled? People wish that they had all this wealth. And here when he has the wealth, he can't keep it with him. He has to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it would worry him until he gives it out. Subhanallah. So he went and spent all of it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Sayyidina Talha bin Yahya rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he asked the treasurer of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that how much was the wealth that he gave? He said it was 400,000 dirhams, Allah, close to half a million. Allahu Akbar, that he gave in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is known as Talhatul Khair, Talhatul Jud. And from him, we should actually learn how to be generous and how to give people without them coming to our door and asking for anything, inshallah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that generous personality that when he would receive a large sum of money, he would even tell his wife that let's give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she would encourage him, yes, let's give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So yes, these are the noble sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we know and love, to the extent that alhamdulillah we turned it into a slogan, as Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah has given us this beautiful slogan that Har Sahabi Nabi Jannati Jannati, and all the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are destined for paradise. And there were those individuals, Sayyidi, that supported the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They walked shoulder to shoulder with the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we need guidance in our life, there's guidance provided by the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are all the beacons of our guidance, torches of guidance. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned it. He said that my Sahaba, my companions are like the guiding stars. If you follow any one of them, you will be guided. Inshallah azza wa jal. So Sayyidi, what more can we learn about the biography of this noble Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You've mentioned the name of his son was Sayyidina Muhammad, and he would name his children out of his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and different anbiya. He had 11 sons, and look at their names. One child he named him Muhammad, the other is Imran, and Musa, Yaqub, Ismail, Ishaq, Zakariya, Yusuf, Isa, Yahya, and Saleh.
Subhanallah.
These were their names after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So yes, and this teaches us, Sayyidi, that we should name our children after the names of prophets alayhimu salam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged it. Instead of keeping fancy names, sometimes we come across people who have names that even their meaning is not known, or they have a wrong meaning associated to it. And most of the time, we don't worry about the meaning and so on when we are naming our children. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has encouraged that it is the duty of the father to give him a good name and a good upbringing.
Absolutely, Muhasab. And this is so important because, you know, we get this mentality of giving good names from the lives of these Sahaba, like Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 11 sons, and he named them after the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because the name, it has an effect on one's personality. It has an effect on the child. Likewise, we need to keep those names which are good and has a good meaning. And this we learn from Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Also, Munasab, what's interesting to note is that it is mentioned every day his income was 1,000 dirhams every single day. And yet he would give so much that nothing would remain for himself. As you've mentioned, he spent 400,000 in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet his income would always be 1,000 every day. This shows that, you know, by being generous, your sustenance, your livelihood, your wealth increases. Because when a person gives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his intention is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala doubles that person's sustenance, puts more blessings in that person's wealth. So we also need to be generous, just like how the Sahaba ikram were, the likes of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Munasab, it is mentioned, you know, regarding his blessed appearance, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
And it's mentioned that he had a white reddish skin color. He in height, he was of medium height, average. He had a broad chest and wide shoulders. When Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he would turn towards anyone, he would turn his complete direction towards him. He also had a thin nose on his face and he had long feet and his walking was quick-paced, subhanallah. You know, one beautiful trait, Munasab, that's mentioned here is that when he would turn to anyone, then he would completely turn in that direction. And you know, just this year, it shows his respect for others. You know, giving his full attention to others, that, you know, if someone was talking to him, then he wouldn't turn half of his body or half of his face. Rather, he would turn his entire direction towards that person so that that person feels comfortable and in speaking with him. So this is, you know, that beautiful conduct also that we see in Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Actually, Sayyidi, this is very important and it is key ingredient in our communication skill,
especially in our social life as well.
Yes, because if you are not giving individual attention to the person you are talking to, that person would take it as it's actually being rude to somebody. Somebody is talking to you, you're talking to them, and you're looking the other way.
100%.
Right. That means you're not focused on that person. That person will feel like unimportant to you. Yes, unimportant to you, and nobody likes to feel that way. That, you know, without having any importance to somebody, especially when they are engaged in a conversation with you. That means you're not having a conversation with him, you're having a conversation with him by the way.
Ah.
That person wouldn't take it, you know, he would know that, you know, he's not taking me seriously.
Right.
But when you are engaged in communication with somebody and you are looking at that person, you are focused on that individual, then it actually gives an impression that yes, he is very much interested in having a conversation with me, and he would appreciate that actually. And this is one of the key ingredients in our communication skills. And he learnt it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is known about him that when somebody would talk to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would have his face directly towards that individual. He would not avert his face away from the individual when he's talking to someone, subhanallah. That was a beautiful communication skill taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Sayyidi, you've mentioned that he would name his children such beautiful names, and especially one child that whom he named Muhammad, subhanallah, for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given glad tidings for the individual who names his child Muhammad or Ahmad for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says that both the child and the father will be in Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And there are so many glad tidings of keeping our children's name Muhammad or Ahmad, because these are the personal names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam and for his names as well, because this is one of the ways, Sayyidi, to prove our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We may say, but practically how we express this love is something else.
Yeah.
Naming our children after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a sign of love. If we do it out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is actually a sign of love, and in this way we express our love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And do we know that Muslims around the world, if you want to find the most common name in the whole world, it will be the name of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is how, as Ummah, we love our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You'll find perhaps every third or fourth person you meet, his name is Muhammad, subhanallah. Or sometimes the name Muhammad is kept before the name, like Muhammad Imran or Muhammad Zulfiqar. Alhamdulillah. So in this way, we try to incorporate the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with our name. So we gain barakah and blessings from the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The shair very beautifully says, aankhon ka tara naame Muhammad, dil ka ujala naame Muhammad. Poochega maula laya hai kya kya, poochega maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naame Muhammad, main ye kahunga naame Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naame Muhammad, dil ka ujala naame Muhammad. Apple of the eyes is the name of Muhammad. Light of the heart is name of Muhammad. Hai yu to kasrat se naam lekin, hai yu to kasrat se naam lekin, sabse hai pyara naame Muhammad, sabse hai pyara naame Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naame Muhammad, dil ka ujala naame Muhammad. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Sayyidi, the virtues of keeping the name Muhammad, subhanallah, on the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Sayyidi Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions in his Malfuzah Sharif that I've named all my children on the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And a beautiful way of doing it is that at the time of Aqiqah, when the name is kept, you name your children Muhammad, all your children, in fact, all your sons. And later on, for calling, you can keep some other name, subhanallah. In this way, there is no harm. That way, they are getting the blessings of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And at the same time, they all have individual different names for calling. For example, the name of his children was Mustafa Raza Khan and Hamid Raza Khan. But their names at the birth and at the time of Aqiqah was kept on the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the name for calling was different. Allahu Akbar. And this way, we all gain the barakah of keeping the name of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, inshallah azza wa jal. And there are many virtues of keeping good names. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says that give your children a good name because they will be called by their names on the day of judgment. So keep it a good one. Allahu Akbar. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us this mindset of giving a good name to our children as well as giving them good upbringing. And this is both is our responsibility. Name beautifies and represents the personality, and the beautiful character and the good upbringing, it brings out the inner beauty, subhanallah. So yes, both of it is our responsibility to keep in mind as parents, as fathers, as father figure in the family. And inshallah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to actually give our children good upbringing and instill in their hearts the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahil nabiyil amin. And now Sayyidi, inshallah we are going to listen to a beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Har sahabiye nabi
jannati jannati,
sab sahabiyat bhi
jannati jannati,
Hazrat Siddiq bhi
jannati jannati,
aur Umar Farooq bhi
jannati jannati,
Usman Ghani
jannati jannati,
Fatima aur Ali
jannati jannati,
hai Hasan Hussein bhi
jannati jannati,
walidain نبی
جنتی جنتی,
ہر زوجہ نبی
جنتی جنتی,
ہے معاویہ بھی
جنتی جنتی,
اور ابو سفیان بھی
جنتی جنتی جنتی.
اصحاب اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان, اصحاب اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان, اصحاب اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان, اصحاب اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان.
فدا کا روحی
یا صدیق,
فدا کا نفسی
یا عمر,
فدا کا عینی
یا عثمان,
فدا کا قلبی
یا حیدر,
جانم فدائے اہل بیت,
جانم فدائے اہل بیت. اصحاب اہل بیت پر ہماری جان, اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان.
کیوں نہ ہو رتبہ بڑا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا, کیوں نہ ہو رتبہ بڑا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا, مصطفیٰ ان کا خدا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا,
اصحاب و اہل بیت پر ہماری جان, اصحاب اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان.
فدا کا روحی
یا صدیق,
فدا کا نفسی
یا عمر,
فدا کا عینی
یا عثمان,
فدا کا قلبی
یا حیدر,
جانم فدائے اہل بیت,
جانم فدائے اہل بیت. اصحاب اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان, اصحاب اہل بیت پر جان.
آل اصحاب نبی سب بادشاہ ہیں بادشاہ, میں فقط ادنا گدا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا. میری جھولی میں نہ کیوں ہو دو جہاں کی نعمتیں, میری جھولی میں نہ کیوں ہو دو جہاں کی نعمتیں, میں ہوں منگتا میں گدا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا,
اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان, اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان.
فدا کا روحی
یا صدیق,
فدا کا نفسی
یا عمر,
فدا کا عینی
یا عثمان,
فدا کا قلبی
یا حیدر,
جانم فدائے اہل بیت,
جانم فدائے اہل بیت. اصحاب و اہل بیت پر جان, اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان.
کیوں ہو مایوس اے فقیر آؤ آ کر لوٹ لو ہے خزانہ بٹ رہا اصحاب اہل بیت کا فضل رب سے دو جہاں میں کامیابی پائے گا فضل رب سے دو جہاں میں کامیابی پائے گا دل سے جو شیدا ہوا اصحاب اہل بیت کا
اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
فدا کا روحی
یا صدیق
فدا کا نفسی
یا عمر
فدا کا عینی
یا عثمان
فدا کا قلبی
یا حیدر
جانم فدا اہل بیت
جانم فدا اہل بیت اصحاب و اہل بیت پر ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
اے خدا مصطفیٰ ایمان پر ہو خاتمہ مغفرت کر واسطہ اصحاب و اہل بیت کا جینا مرنا ان کی الفت میں ہو یا رب اور ہو جینا مرنا ان کی الفت میں ہو یا رب اور ہو قرب جنت میں عطا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا
اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
فدا کا روحی
یا صدیق
فدا کا نفسی
یا عمر
فدا کا عینی
یا عثمان
فدا کا قلبی
یا حیدر
جانم فدا اہل بیت
جانم فدا اہل بیت اصحاب و اہل بیت پر جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
حشر میں مجھ کو شفاعت کی عطا خیرات ہو واسطہ یا مصطفیٰ اصحاب و اہل بیت کا نور والے قبر میری حشر تک روشن رہے نور والے قبر میری حشر تک روشن رہے واسطہ تم کو شہا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا
اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
فدا کا روحی
یا صدیق
فدا کا نفسی
یا عمر
فدا کا عینی
یا عثمان
فدا کا قلبی
یا حیدر
جانم فدا اہل بیت
جانم فدا اہل بیت اصحاب و اہل بیت پر ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
نزع میں حسنین کے نانا کا جلوہ ہو نصیب یا الہی واسطہ اصحاب و اہل بیت کا دے گناہوں سے نجات اور متقی مجھ کو بنا یا الہی واسطہ اصحاب و اہل بیت کا دور ہو دنیا سے مولا یہ کرونا کی وبا یا الہی واسطہ اصحاب و اہل بیت کا شاہ کی دکھیاری امت کے دکھوں کو دور کر یا الہی واسطہ اصحاب و اہل بیت کا تنگ دستی دور ہو اور رزق میں برکت ملے یا الہی واسطہ اصحاب و اہل بیت کا یا الہی شکریہ عطار کو تو نے کیا یا الہی شکریہ عطار کو تو نے کیا شیر کو مدحت سرا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا
اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
فدا کا روحی
یا صدیق
فدا کا نفسی
یا عمر
فدا کا عینی
یا عثمان
فدا کا قلبی
یا حیدر
جانم فدا اہل بیت
جانم فدا اہل بیت اصحاب و اہل بیت پر ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویوئرز. سبحان اللہ. اینڈ وی آر ڈسکسنگ دی بایوگرافی آف دی نوبل صحابی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیدنا طلحہ بن عبید اللہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. And we have listened to this beautiful kalam, and after listening to this kalam, let's inshallah extol some more virtues of this great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know him and love him as Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidillah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidi, it is mentioned that one day he sold his land, a plot of land that he has had, for 700,000 dirhams, meaning just close to a million.
Allahu Akbar.
700,000 dirhams. And it kept him restless. Again, we notice, it kept him restless until the next morning he woke up and gave the entire wealth that he had received after selling this plot of land for 700,000 dirhams in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So truly he earned this title from the court of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Talhatul Khair or Talhatul Jood.
And together with that, Munasib, you know, we see his selflessness, that he didn't worry about himself. It's mentioned also that he would see out for others, for other fellow Muslims, before seeing to himself. He is concerned for other fellow Muslims. His sympathetic attitude towards others. And this is something that we need to take from as well. You know, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they are our beacon of light. You know, they are our guidance. We get guided by them, by following them, because they followed and learned directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So like Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the selflessness that he had, the concern for others that he had as well, we also need to put that in our life, not just as a theory, but also put it into practice, you know. Make it a part of yourself, that when you see someone going through some difficulty, then show some, you know, concern for them. Because this is what we learn from the life of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And you know, he's helping out the poor, feeding others. This is such great acts. It may seem as small, but you know, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these acts aren't small, rather they are big. Only if the intention is done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the intention is done to show other people that look at how much I'm giving more than you, and if the intention is for competition, then that person will be getting no benefit out of it, because the intention is off. So we learn that the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, like Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his intention was correct when it came to giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mentioned that because of him giving so much, the blessings could even be seen in this world as well. It's mentioned that, you know, we've mentioned earlier, his daily income was more than 1,000 dirhams. And a sahabi, he has mentioned that, I stayed in the company of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I have not found anybody like him who distributed charity amongst people so much without even they coming and asking for it. This was his level of generosity, and this is also what we need to implement in our life as well, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that sadaqah does not reduce your wealth. Sadaqah, giving out charity, it doesn't lessen your wealth. Rather, the more you give, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. So we also need to become of those people who are generous in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Munasab, we learned, you know, about his generosity, about his beautiful titles, his selflessness, and his concern for others. Another beautiful fact to know is that Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is also regarded as being one of those Sahaba who narrated quite a few number of hadith. Allama Badruddin Aini rahimahullah, he mentions that Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has narrated a total of 38 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Out of those 38, 3 are in Sahih al-Bukhari and 4 are in Sahih al-Muslim Sharif.
Subhanallah, how wonderful is that? And Sayyidi, we have learned his virtues, his generosity, and his dedication, his loyalty to Islam, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after he partook in the Battle of Uhud, he mentioned the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after he returned from the expedition of Uhud. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recited a verse of the Holy Quran. This verse was revealed by that time. And he said, and among the believers, there are men who fulfilled what they vowed before Allah. So some among them have fulfilled their vow.
Subhanallah.
And it was at that time, somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who are meant by the people who have fulfilled their vow, that the promise they have made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are those people who have actually fulfilled it? And Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala, he just walked in at the time. He walked in having a green mantle on himself. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he indicated towards Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he told the person who was asking this question that he is one of them.
Allah
subhanallah, subhanallah. So Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he walks in and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then addresses that questioner, hinting at Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he is one of them who has fulfilled this promise and who has fulfilled this vow. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is how dedicated the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were to the cause of Islam and the promise they made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll learn more about the noble Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the upcoming episodes. And I would urge you to stay tuned with Madani channel for such content. And inshallah, there is much more to discuss. And I hope you continue on with us on this journey with our Maulana Sahib. And inshallah, we'll learn more in this way about the noble Sahaba of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every Sahaba's path, a guiding light to paradise's place where Allah's pleasure resides.
Every companion is destined for paradise. Every companion is destined for paradise.